Lesson 44, Luke 2. Introduction. Joseph and Mary traveled to Bethlehem, where Jesus was born. Shepherds obeyed an angel's instruction to seek out the newborn Jesus, and then they proclaimed Jesus' birth to others. Simeon blessed Jesus at the temple, and Anna shared her witness that the Redeemer had been born. Jesus grew, quote, in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. End quote. From Luke 2:52. Suggestions for teaching. Luke chapter 2 verses 1 through 20. Jesus is born in Bethlehem. Consider having the class sing Joy to the World or another Christmas hymn as part of the devotional. Display the picture Joseph and Mary traveled to Bethlehem. Ask students to consider how much they know about the events surrounding the Savior's birth. To prepare students to study Luke 2:1 through 20, invite them to take the following true or false quiz. Before class, prepare a copy of the quiz for each student. True and false quiz, based on Luke 2:1 through 20. Number 1. Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem to pay taxes. Number 2. Mary and Joseph had to travel 27 miles, or 44 kilometers, from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Mary laid the infant Jesus in a manger because the inn was full. Number 4. The shepherds followed the star to the manger where Jesus lay. Number 5. Besides Mary and Joseph, the first people on record to have seen Jesus were the shepherds. Number 6. The angel told the shepherds not to tell anyone what they had seen. Invite students to look for answers to the quiz as they studied Luke 2. Invite a student to read Luke 2:1-5 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for why Joseph and Mary traveled to Bethlehem. Why did Joseph and Mary travel to Bethlehem? Point out that Luke 2, footnote B, clarifies that Caesar wanted to register or count the people. This was done for taxation purposes. Invite students to turn to Bible Maps number 11, the Holy Land in New Testament times, located in the Bible appendix. Ask students to find Nazareth and Bethlehem on the map, and using the key, calculate approximately how far Joseph and Mary traveled. After students respond, explain that the distance of 85 to 90 miles, or 137 to 145 kilometers, between Nazareth and Bethlehem would have taken at least 4 to 5 days to walk, and perhaps longer for Joseph and Mary, given Mary's condition. Note: use Scripture study aids. The Church has prepared a number of Scripture study aids and included them in the standard works for some languages. These include reference materials such as footnotes, indexes, pictures, and maps. They are some of the most valuable resources teachers and students can use as they study the Scriptures. Encourage students to use available study aids in their personal Scripture study. Ask students to ponder what they think would be the appropriate circumstances for the birth of the Creator and Savior of the world. Invite a student to read Luke 2:6-7 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the circumstances of Jesus' birth. Despite Jesus' uniquely important status as the only begotten Son of God in the flesh, what were the circumstances of his birth? Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Luke 2:8-14. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how the Savior's birth was announced. Invite students to report what they find. Display the picture, "The angel appears to shepherds." According to verse 10, what can we experience because the Savior was born? After students respond, write the following truth on the board. Because the Savior was born on the earth, we can experience great joy. As students continue to study Luke 2, invite them to look for examples of how knowledge of the Savior's birth brought joy to others. Invite a student to read Luke 2:15-20 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how the shepherds responded to the angel's message. What phrases indicate how the shepherds responded to the angel's message? You may want to suggest that students mark the phrase, "Let us now go," in verse 15, and "They came with haste," in verse 16. What did the shepherds receive a witness or testimony of because they heeded this message? What did the shepherds do after they received their witness of Jesus Christ? Why do you think the shepherds shared with others what they had experienced? What principle can we learn from this account about what happens when we receive our own testimony of Jesus Christ? Using their own words, students should identify a principle similar to the following. When we receive our own testimony of Jesus Christ, we desire to share our testimony with others. Invite students to think about a time when they felt a desire to share their testimonies of Jesus Christ and His gospel with others. Encourage them to ponder what motivated that desire. Invite a few students to share with the class their experiences. Luke chapter 2, verses 21 through 39. Simeon and Anna declare Jesus to be the Savior of the world. Summarize Luke 2, 21 through 24 by explaining that after Jesus' birth, Mary and Joseph presented Him at the temple in accordance with Jewish law. Two individuals at the temple that day recognized the infant Jesus as the Messiah. Invite the young men in the class to silently read the account of Simeon in Luke 2, 25 through 32. You may need to explain that the phrase, "waiting for the consolation of Israel," in verse 25, refers to waiting for the Messiah to come. Invite the young women to silently read the account of Anna in Luke 2, 36 through 38. And if necessary, explain that 80 in verse 37 means 80. As students read their assigned verses, invite them to look for answers to the following questions. How did knowledge of the Savior's birth bring joy to this person? In what way did he or she testify of Jesus Christ? After sufficient time, invite a young man to stand, summarize the account he read, and report his answers to the preceding questions. Display the picture Simeon reverencing the Christ child. Summarize Luke 2, 33 through 35 by explaining that Simeon also blessed Mary and Joseph. Invite a young woman to stand, summarize the account she read, and report her answers to the preceding questions. Invite students to explain how knowing that the Savior was born can bring us joy. Invite those who feel comfortable doing so to share their testimonies of Jesus Christ with the class. Summarize Luke 2:39 by explaining that following these events, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus returned to Nazareth. Luke 2:40-52. Young Jesus teaches in the temple. Invite students to write down in their class notebooks or scripture study journals one area they would like to improve in. Invite a few students who feel comfortable doing so to share with the class what they wrote. Remind students not to share anything too personal or private. How could knowing what Jesus was like when he was young help you as a youth? Explain that we have few details about Jesus' youth, but those that are recorded can be a great blessing and guide to us as we seek to improve ourselves. As students study the remainder of Luke 2, invite them to look for truths that can help us know what areas we should focus on as we try to improve ourselves. Display the picture, Jesus praying with his mother. Invite a student to read Luke 2:40 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how Luke described Jesus' childhood. Explain that waxed means grew or increased. Invite students to report what they find. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Luke 2:41-47. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Jesus did when he was 12 years old. Why had Jesus stayed behind at the temple? Invite students to read the excerpt of Joseph Smith translation, Luke 2:46, that is found in Luke 2:46, footnote C, looking for how the Joseph Smith translation clarifies what Jesus was doing at the temple, and how this clarification better fits the description of the event in Luke 2:47. Invite a student to read Luke 2:48-50 aloud. Ask students to follow along and look for what Jesus said to Mary and Joseph when they found him. Instead of asking a student to read Luke 2:48 through 50, you may want to show Young Jesus Teaches in the Temple from The Life of Jesus Christ Bible Videos, which is available on LDS.org. What did Jesus say to Mary and Joseph when they found him? What does this account reveal about Jesus' knowledge of his true identity and about his character in his youth? Invite a student to read Luke 2:51 through 52 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for ways in which Jesus grew. What does it mean to increase in wisdom? Develop wisdom. To increase in stature? Develop physically. To increase in favor with God? Develop spiritually. To increase in favor with man? Develop socially. Based on verse 52, how would you state a principle that can guide us in following Jesus' example? Students should identify a principle similar to the following. We can follow Jesus' example by gaining wisdom and by growing physically, spiritually, and socially. Why is it important for us to develop in each of these four areas? So that we become well-balanced people. How have you been blessed as you have tried to follow Jesus' example by developing yourself in these areas? Write the following headings on the board and invite students to copy them in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. Intellectually, physically, spiritually, and socially. Ask students to write under each of these categories a goal for their personal development. Encourage students to act on these goals. Conclude by sharing your testimony of the principles identified in today's lesson. The answers to the quiz are as follows. Number 1, true. Number 2, false. Number 3, true. Number 4, false. Number 5, true. Number 6, false. Scripture Mastery Review. Repetition helps students remember the location of Scripture Mastery passages. Use the Scripture Mastery cards or have students create their own cards by writing keywords or meanings on one side of blank note cards or pieces of paper and the references on the other side. Divide students into pairs. Ask them to quiz each other using the cards. Invite students to use these cards often to quiz themselves and each other. You might use the clues on the cards to do the Scripture Chase activity with the class. See Scripture Chase in the appendix of this manual.